Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes behind a chair and sometimes in a car. Today I'm in a minivan. My name is Jacob and you are a part of the best audience on the internet. On this shore, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity meets gratitude, and this is episode 6. In this edition, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about a company that you probably have never heard of, but that represents something much greater than who they are, and that is Black Hills Security. Yes, the Black Hills Security team is based out of one of the Dakotas, right? And it's not really important that I know where they're based out of. What I can talk about is what they do, and then I can tell you why I'm grateful that they exist. And I've been curious about this sort of topic for a while, right? But the topic at hand and the thing that they do in our society is they are a security team, right? So a cybersecurity team, which I never have appreciated the word cyber. It's one of those things that just always feels a little bit odd to me, but that's the way we call it, and that's the way things are. Black Hills Security has a bunch of folks who are highly trained to be able to make sure that our computer and computer networks are secure, and they get hired by lots of different clients all over the world, and especially in the United States, to make sure that their networks and their computer systems are not vulnerable. And so what this does to us is it allows us to operate in our digital spaces, which we kind of do quite a bit of, and we do share a lot of information, and being able to feel that the information that we share in those digital spaces is secure and able to be protected. And so a couple of my friends work for Black Hills or have worked for Black Hills, and it's pretty neat, right? So they go and they'll get hired by a client and they'll work on a project for a week or two and work on infiltrating that client's network to see what they can go ahead and find. And the tools and stuff that they've had to build in order to get through some of the network security things have had to grow and develop. And so these guys are really good. My friends are really good at being able to come up with new and clever ways to try to work around existing systems to get in there. Imagine like it's a medieval castle, right? And if you looked at early castles compared to later castles, if you've ever been to a castle or even just Google castles, they're so cool. You can go ahead and you can see how they adjusted the framework based upon the responses of the attacks that they were getting. And so what Black Hills does is it actually practices attacking, right, systems, so that way they can, the team or the company that owns those systems can adjust and augment and build more of what they need to be able to make sure that those attacks don't happen. And it's really pretty cool. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up and the reason why this is an episode of Parking Thought is not just because I think this week we'll cover tech and some of the things I like about tech, but this is also the opportunity for me to say thank you to that company personally. Because one of my friends works there and because the company has a policy or several policies that show how much they care about not just their clients, but about people and society in general. And they really are a client-focused company, which is cool to say. And by the way, they didn't pay me to say this, right? I've just seen what my friends do and how they do their job. And it's way cool how really client-focused they do try to be. One of the things that's neat here with Parking Thought or with Black Hills is they've got a policy that says on Veterans Day, if any one of their employees takes a veteran out for lunch, the company's going to pay for it. And so my friend Darren got to take me out for lunch on Veterans Day. And those of you guys that have watched from before we had episode numbers, right, will know that I'm a military veteran. And, you know, Veterans Day is one of those opportunities to celebrate those who have taken the oath to the Constitution. And so Darren works for Black Hills out of one of the Dakotas, right? I think it's South Dakota. Darren works for Black Hills out of South Dakota, but he works in Idaho. And so he works from home, so he never commutes. And so getting behind the car, getting behind the wheel of the car, meeting me in downtown Boise where I work to take me out to lunch is a bit of a fish out of water story for him. And it's also a bit of a fish out of water story for me to get out a little bit. I tend to just grab my lunch and hide off in a corner and decompress for an hour or so. Or 45 minutes or so while I eat my lunch and before I get back into working. And so Darren and I got to meet. We went to one of our favorite restaurants in Boise, or my favorite restaurant in Boise. It's called Bacon. Boise has a restaurant called Bacon. And I just want that to sink in for a minute. How cool is the town of Boise? I've got a 6-story slide in the building next to the one I work in, right? There's a giant octopus that tends to eat that building every July. There's a giant spider outside of my work building right now. And Boise has a restaurant called Bacon. It's a great place to live. And I so love living here. All right, so Darren got to take me out to Bacon, and during the course of the normal conversations that we were having, and he even brought his son, who I understand has spent some time helping to build some of the tools and do some of the programming and penetration testing. So Darren and Cameron and I were sitting there, and as the conversation continued, we actually landed on talking about the Constitution. And after 20 years, you know, one of my sources of frustration with what I was doing in the service was because I felt it was very disconnected from the Constitution. And so to be able to talk about the document that I had sworn to protect was really pretty neat, and it just kind of happened. So here you've got, in this wonderful restaurant, I'm eating some of the best food that I've ever tasted, because Bacon is just amazing. And I'm hanging out with two people that care about me. And the fact that we got together is pretty cool, because otherwise Darren would have stayed, you know, heads down working for the clients that he's got from Black Hills, you know, sitting at home making that happen. And we got to talk about the Constitution, and it was just really cool. And so I've never met the guys who own Black Hills or that team. I've met, you know, this family who's all kind of worked for them over the years, and I've got to see what they do for their clients. And man, am I impressed, and I'm grateful that they're there. So this is an opportunity for me to say thank you to the team at Black Hills for having that policy, for getting a friend of mine and I together. And it's also an opportunity for those of you to highlight, for those of you who might not know, that there is an absolute army of folks out there who do this sort of work to make sure that our computers and our systems are safe. And, you know, again, curiosity meet gratitude. Oftentimes, we have people impacting our lives we never get to meet, and we don't know that they're there, and we don't know how passionate they are about being excellent in their work. And that cybersecurity arm of things is transparent to most of us. And I'm glad to be able to have an excuse to shed a little bit of light on it. So thank you for buying lunch. It was delicious. And I'll have to thank the staff at Bacon at some point, because it truly was delicious, the food and the company. So that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. This is the part where I tell you guys to like and subscribe. Now, if you would like, this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links that you can find on the show notes over at parkingthought.com. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?